Blog Talk Radio.
IRS issues. The professionals at CPA on Duty
can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And again, thank you guys for tuning in. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That number again is 818-301-5834. Now, before we get into today's show, let's see. The weather has been, it's been just a beautiful day here in Atlanta, here in the ATL. We've been looking at a high of 88 degrees today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain and 92. Sunday, slight chance of rain, 92. Monday, 93, and then Tuesday, 89 with a heavy chance of rain on Tuesday. So you're looking at a tremendous weekend for Mother's Day, and hope you guys have a great and safe Mother's Day. Take care of your wives, your baby mamas, your mothers. Whomever that's a mother, show them some love this weekend. And I want to share a special Mother's Day and say happy Mother's Day to all my listeners who are mothers, okay? Happy Mother's Day to you guys, and hope you have a great, great weekend. Okay, and two, before I get into the show, I just wanted to talk a little bit about my mom. My mom passed in 2005, but she was, I mean, she was so full of life all my life. And she did so much for me, taught me so much. I grew up in a single-parent home. My mom and dad was divorced when I was age 4. But she continued and took care of me and my brother and two older sisters. I'm the baby of the family, but she took care of us, and we didn't lack for anything. Y'all with me? We didn't lack for anything. And she didn't depend on my dad to help or do anything because he wasn't. And he wasn't there. And she said that we were going to make it, and we made it. So she raised 4 kids on her own, and we used to have just great times together. My mom was very, very special. But all you mothers out there and all you guys out there, please take care of your mother this weekend. Let her know that you love her. Let her know how special she is to you. A lot of people don't do that until, you know, something's going on. Don't wait until that time. Okay? Don't wait until that time. Because that will really devastate you. I mean, if you wait until your mom's on a deathbed or whatever, that would really devastate you. So take this time this weekend to tell her that you love her and appreciate everything she's done for you, and just take care of her this weekend. It's a special weekend for all mothers. If, you know, if dad's not there, mom's there, right? And if mom's not there, that means that she's probably passed on to her next life, like my mom has. But it's usually Mom's there. Dad, sometimes, you know, they run off or whatever. But mom is always there. And she's very special to everyone. So today, guys, is Free Fall Friday. You guys can call into the show. 818-301-5834. All lines are open for your comments and opinions. We can talk about anything you guys want. And for me, again, I tell people all the time, I know a little about a lot. And I know a lot about a little bit, okay? I know some people out there are saying, yeah, Frank, yeah, you're right, right? Man, and I am. I know a little about a lot and a lot about a little bit. All right, now today's word of the day. Let's get to that real quick before I really get into the show. Today's word of the day is louche, louche, louche. The definition of louche is not reputable or decent, not reputable, okay? And there are a lot of people out there that can be louche, all right? Louche is an adjective, so that describes something, a person, place, or thing, right? That describes something, someone. This person is a louche. That means they're not reputable or they're not. And so here we go. Today is Free Fall Friday. So all lines are open. You guys can call in, press 1, and talk on the show. Okay? Now, what I want to talk about is, you know, we had a plane crash in Atlanta today. And, you know, 4 people lost their lives. So when I heard about the plane crash, I knew that it wasn't a, you know, big commercial airline. I knew it was a small plane. Because only 4 people died. And I'm not shining light on that. But if only 4 people died and one of the big commercial planes crashed, then, hey, it was, you know, you can't, that's got to be a good thing, okay? If a big commercial airline crashed and only 4 people lose their lives, that's tremendous. But this plane actually, and I know you guys have probably seen the news, and it's all over the news, the local news, and it's on national news as well right now. This plane had just pretty much left the Peachtree DeKalb Airport, and when they said that it was on 285 in Decatur, I knew right then that it was probably near that Peachtree DeKalb Airport. Okay? I used to work for a real estate attorney, and he had a small plane that he had his pilot's license. He had bought him a small plane. That's where he used to fly out of, his Peachtree DeKalb Airport. Okay? So this plane was, I guess, leaving the airport. That's what I'm thinking. They were leaving the airport because they were headed to Mississippi or somewhere. Yeah, Mississippi to see. It was a dad, 2 sons, and one of the sons' fiance was on board, and they were headed to Mississippi to watch their brother or his son graduate from Ole Miss. And they couldn't get the plane ascend. Okay? Ascend means go up. Descend means come down. Okay? So they couldn't get the plane to ascend up into the air. Well, they had gotten off the ground and was trying to get the plane to keep going up, right? To get up and fly over, but they couldn't get it to continue to ascend, and they started to come down, and they came down onto the expressway, onto 285. And what's so funny about it is one of the truck drivers that was on 285, they interviewed this guy, and he said that he saw the plane coming, right, real low, and he just said his instincts just told him to slam on brakes on the highway. So he slammed on brakes, and the airplane actually clipped the front end of his truck, and then, bam, went into the median of the highway. Now, you know, some of you younger listeners out there that live in Atlanta and know about 285, they have these big concrete walls in the middle of the highway called a median, right? So these medians weren't always there. The highway used to be divided by a grassy median. Like if you drive 85 south, like going to LaGrange or toward Montgomery, Alabama, they have grass medians. Okay, that's the way 285 used to be. They had grass medians. And we had a lot of accidents where, like, truck drivers would fall asleep and go across these grass medians and run into people head on coming in the opposite direction. That's what caused the Department of Transportation to start putting in these concrete medians, so that if you did start to go into the median and go across the grass, you couldn't go across in the oncoming traffic. You hit these medians before you went into oncoming traffic and you know, hurting someone else coming the other way. So now this plane came in, clipped the front end of this truck, and hit that concrete median and just bang, bust into flames. And there was nothing that anyone can do to save any of the passengers. Okay? They were, you know, I guess, you know, burned alive. Hopefully they died on impact, didn't suffer, like couldn't get out of the plane and burn to death. I just hope that wasn't the case, but it was a sad, sad scene. So they, you know, and nowadays, you know, with the advent of mobile phones and cameras and video that you can shoot from your phone at any time, you know, as soon as it happened, you know, they have footage from someone's phone that they shot as soon as it happened. Click, they just started shooting the scene. And that thing was burning bad. I mean, there's no way that anyone could survive that crash. But condolences to their family. You know, there's nothing you can say to that family to help them. It's just a tragedy. Okay? Free Fall Friday, all lines are open for your comments and opinions. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I see a few more people are joining the show now, and welcome to the show, guys. Now, on Wednesday, I had a topic, and I was having a lot of technical difficulties. I hope I'm not having difficulties today. I believe that everything is going well. I'd hope that someone would call me, send me a message or something, letting me know that that everything's going well, or I can't hear you, Frank. But anyway, we were having technical difficulties on Wednesday, and a big part of the show was not there. Okay, I think I was coming in as muffled or something, coming over the air as being very muffled or something on that. So I'm going to kind of touch on what happened, okay? Now, thank you to my listener that sent me a message saying that that I was coming in loud and clear. So here's the deal. On Wednesday, I said that I did a show about men that had multiple women. And when you have multiple women, how do you choose who's number one? Okay? How do you choose who's number one? And as I said before, men look for women whom they have to chase. Okay? They don't want a woman that they can meet tonight, take her home tonight, sleep with her tonight. That's not who they are looking for. That she's not going to be his number one girl. His number one girl is going to be a girl that he's, you know, has to chase. She's got standards. She's not going to be one that sleeps around or anything like that. And he's, you know, it's like when Steve Harvey wrote his book and said the 90-day rule before you get the cookie. Okay, the 90-day rule before you get the cookie. That means they date and all this stuff for 90 days, and she try to get to know this guy before they, you know, sleep together. And, you know, 90 days, I don't know, okay? But if she does have a 90-day rule, she wants to get to know you and all this, and she has standards, then, hey, that's, you know, that's probably a good fit for you. All right? That's probably a good fit for you, and it's probably someone that you'd like to take home and introduce to the family, introduce to mom. Okay? I mean, you know, for me, I'm not going to get into that, but you know, when you think about it, you got guys out here right now, tonight, Friday night in Atlanta, who are on the phone right now talking to some of their boys about going to the compound tonight or to one of the clubs tonight. They may be even going to one of the strip clubs tonight or somewhere like the Mansion or something tonight. And they're talking about, you know, they're planning their strategy. Saying, I'm going to get in there tonight, and I'm going to go, and I guarantee you, come out with a girl tonight. And say, I'm going to take her home, and we're going to get together tonight. They looking, right? And same thing on the women's side. They're doing the same thing. They're getting ready. They're getting ready to go out tonight. They're putting on all their makeup and perfume and all this stuff and got on the nice short dress out there looking, right? And they're also looking for a guy that they can pick up on tonight, take them home, and be with them tonight. But believe me, ladies, if that's your deal, hey, more power to you. You're not going to be his number one girl, okay? And he's not going to choose you as his number one girl because you don't have the standards that he's looking for. That's if a guy's looking for a relationship, a girl that he can start a relationship with. Now, you know, if he's just looking for someone to be with tonight, then, you ran into the right guy, right? Y'all ran into the right y'all ran into each other, so y'all good for each other tonight. All right, that's something that I was saying. You know, I've started writing a book. Started a rough draft on writing a book, not a big 300-page book or anything like that, but a book with 4 steps to marriage. You got dating, you know, and you got a fiancé stage step or whatever. Then you got a live-together stage, and then you got a marriage stage, a step. And you got to follow those steps to marriage, or if you don't, if you skip a step, you know, it's not going to work, probably going to fail. And I'm not saying they all fail when you skip a step, but it's probably going to fail. You ever been walking down down some stairs and you miss a step? You usually fall, okay? 8 times out of 10, you probably fall. But sometimes you can grab the rail and catch yourself and not fall, okay? But you usually fall, and that's the same here with 4 steps to marriage, from dating, and you can be getting in a fiancé stage, and you live together, and then you get married. See, and if you skip a step, if you skip the living together stage or step, and you date, you get engaged, you don't live together, then you get married. Once you get married, then all of a sudden, hey, now you're living together, and you say, man, I can't live with this dude. He got stinky feet, right? And you, that may be a deal breaker. But if you had lived together before marriage, you would have found out he had stinky feet, and you would not have gotten married. Hey, guys, I got about a half minute left in the show. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I appreciate you. Love you guys. Remember, take care of mother this weekend. And if you are a mother, happy Mother's Day to you. Have a safe weekend, and I'll see you guys right back here, 6:30 p.m. Monday, right here on the Frank Reed Show. Good night. Take care, guys.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Styling, violent, living it up.